More information is available at 352-9713.
Rain, snow, blustery. Those are all words in the forecast. Meteorologist Ed Kieser will have details in 5 minutes. First AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. State Comptroller Daniel Hines says Illinois' backlog of unpaid bills could start to affect basic supplies, including food to prisons and gas for state troopers. Hines says food suppliers to state prisons have already threatened to stop deliveries because of overdue bills, and state police officials are worried that troopers won't be allowed to buy gasoline with state charge cards. The state's backlog of unpaid bills has climbed to nearly $4 billion, the largest total in state history. Hines warned yesterday that the backlog could hit $5 billion by next spring. The Chicago Democrat says it would be an understatement to call it an imminent crisis. The backlog is money that the state owes to people and businesses that provide services to the state. The University of Illinois Board of Trustees has approved a contract extension for President Joseph White. Jenna Dooley reports.
White has been president of the university's three campuses in Chicago, Springfield, and Urbana-Champaign since 2005. His contract was originally approved for 5 years and now extends through June 2011. White says he looks forward to helping each campus reach its goals.
Urbana is striving to be the best public research university in America. UIC is striving to be the best public urban research university in America. UIS is making great progress toward being one of America's top small public liberal arts universities. And Global Campus has a mission of bringing highly affordable, very accessible education to people across the state and beyond.
White is the 16th U of I president and receives an annual salary of $450,000 and can expect a sizable bonus once he's been with the university for 5 years. I'm Jenna Dooley.
The board also approved tuition discounts for university employees enrolled in the Global Campus program. Last week's fire that leveled a historic downtown Champaign building has left the owners of another old building next door wondering if they can salvage it. They received bad news from a consensus of structural engineers who say the wall the law office shared with the old Metropolitan building is weak and would need to be shored up, and the cost could be great. How great is still in question. And attorney Renee Monfort, one of the three owners of the law firm's building, says that will be one factor in deciding whether to renovate or tear the building down. Another factor, Monfort says, is historical significance.
The firm picked that building and decided to remodel it before Champaign was really downtown in its resurgence. So, you know, the partners who decided to improve the building long ago, that was important to them, and I think it's still important to us as a firm today.
The law office of Dobbins Fraker tenant Joy Ann Perlstein has been in the building since 1990. Before that, the building had housed several businesses over the years, from a Kresge's dime store to a with a lunch counter to a craft store to a pool hall. The law firm hopes to know by the middle of next week how much would be needed to restore the building. David Ciccarelli is 35 years old and lives in a suburban Chicago facility for people with developmental disabilities. He says it's too big and doesn't give him enough freedom. He hopes a settlement in a class-action lawsuit filed in federal court yesterday will give him the chance to live independently in a small home or apartment. Advocates say the settlement is a historic move forward for David and other adults with developmental disabilities in Illinois. The state has agreed to help disabled adults move out of institutions. Those living at home with parents will also get help. A recent report shows the developmentally disabled are twice as likely to be served in large institutions as those living in other states. 5 years ago, WILL joined with other local organizations for Smile Healthy, a program to raise awareness about the need for dental care for low-income families in Champaign County. Now, one of the agencies we reported on for Smile Healthy has taken on that name for itself. Smile Healthy is the new name for Central Illinois Dental Education and Services, which provides dental care for low-income children throughout the county. The agency started as a county program and still receives county funds to provide dental care, but their services have grown to include services for Head Start families and a dental clinic program giving dental checkups and cleanings to children at area schools. Now its executive director, Nancy Greenwalt, says a new grant will allow those mobile dental clinics to provide another dimension of care.
With the grant, what we'll be able to do is restorative work as well. We're going to add 20 restorative mobile days where we can take all the equipment, even x-rays, sterilizing equipment, to be able to provide fillings, extractions, just about anything you could do at a dentist office, we'll be able to set up at a school or any site.
The expansion is made possible by a more than $100,000 grant from the Illinois Children's Healthcare Foundation and a $50,000 donation from Carle Foundation Hospital. Smile Healthy has dentists on staff to provide care at their traveling clinics. Other dentists work with the program to treat children at no charge or on a sliding scale of payments. Our next report is at 7:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35 and meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us for another in-depth look at the weather on this, the 55th birthday of WCIA-TV, Ed.
55. 1953, correct?
1953, November the 14th. It was a Saturday when they signed on at 10:45 in the morning for the first time. 1953. And you and I both worked there in our broadcast history.
Yeah, we've put in some time at good old WCIA, mm-hmm. and I was there part-time while working here full-time for about 8.5 years.
Yeah.
And had a good time, met a lot of good people there. You know, on the weather side of things,